veins all over his body. He hadn't been able to get warm all through the night. Even in his sleep, he had felt at one moment that he was getting seriously ill, at another that he was getting better. He had wished morning would never come. But the morning came, as usual. Anyway, where would you get warm in a place like this, with the windows iced over and the white cobwebs of frost all along the huge barracks where the walls joined the ceiling? He didn't get up. He lay there in his bunk on the top tier, his head buried in a blanket and a coat, both feet stuffed into one tucked-under sleeve of his wadded jacket. He couldn't see, but his ears told him everything going on in the barrack room, and especially in the corner his squad occupied. He heard the heavy tread of the orderlies carrying one of the big barrels of excrement along the passage outside. A light job, that was considered, a job for the infirm, but just you try and carry out the muck without spilling any. He heard some of the 75th slamming bunches of boots onto the floor from the drying shed. Now their own men were doing it. It was their own squad's turn, too, to drive Valenki. To Yurin, the squad leader and his deputy, Pavlo, put on their Valenki without a word, but he heard their bunks creaking. Now Pavlo would be going off to the bread storage, and to Yurin to the staff quarters to see the PPD, the Production Planning Department. Ah, but not simply to report it.